Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, this is Intuitive Chris White again on Thursday night, and this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going to get wild and crazy tonight, and tell you a little bit about myself. I had some near-death experiences when I was young, and I just kind of left, came back, and I was so young, I can't even hardly, I just remember it was really cool and waking up and the doctor's going, looking at me going, are you okay? Are you okay? And I was like, wow, that was kind of sweet, you know? And, but that was how I kind of started into my spiritual journey. And then I had some, other experiences when I was in my teens, out of body experiences, different things like that. And then after that, I started really trying to kind of figure out what was going on, and that's how I ended up here. And now I work with I work some with my tarot cards. I have different tools I use. Sometimes my angels and guides just speak to me, and so that's how I do my readings. And so I have tonight with me Angie Mitchell. She is an empath. She's been a student practitioner of Reiki and has extensive knowledge in that. She also uses the tarot cards to read. She's psychically gifted, and she's ready here tonight to help assist you. So with that, this month, let me first say, you know, go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and check out the page. That's the people that are sponsoring us. And our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/group/wildpsychics. And if you want to find it, it's the real psychics. Oh, God, why am I drawing a ball? Okay. The real Psychics Gone Wild group. So, at any rate, Angie, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Actually, no, you did pretty good there, Chris. You
kind
of summed me up
there
in a nutshell. Way to go.
Okay. Well, I wanted to throw that out there. This month, we've been talking about the things we've been thankful for, and today I was kind of thinking about my life, and I know last time I came on, I kind of went through my whole life, you know, and I really am thankful about even the positive and negative experiences that have kind of happened to me, because that's what kind of led me to where I'm at right now. But tonight, I'm just going to say I'm really thankful for, I owned a yard maintenance company for about 20 or 30 years, and I got the opportunity to spend a lot of time out in nature, and it was a very enlightening experience to me. I actually felt the presence and saw fairies and gnomes around me, and And towards the end of that career, I could just walk into a yard and I could sense, hear the plants speaking to me. I could just almost walk into the yard and look at the yard, and I would be pulled to the plants that were sick. And it was usually because, you know, a sprinkler's broken, they need some water or something, or they had bugs on them or something. But today I was thinking of all the things that happened to me in my life. I think that career working in nature and working with plants is really what helped really develop my psychic gifts. And that is the one main thing that I'm thankful for tonight. And Angie, did you come up with anything you want to talk about?
You know, Chris, I was sitting there at work today and I was thinking about what I was thankful for most. And this is going to sound really weird, okay? But I have to say that I am most thankful for the little things in life. And I think what popped out most was I was absolutely thankful for the sound of laughter. Especially, you know, when you get the little, like, the belly laughs from the children.
Yeah.
I love that. I am so thankful for that. And, you know, whenever, like, you're down, that just seems to be, like, you know, it just seems like somebody just picks you up. And it's so beautiful.
I totally can identify with this. I've actually happened to have made a couple of friends recently, and we get together. And some of the special times that we've spent together have been when we just are laughing so hard. And the funny thing about it is we're really good for each other because, you know, one of us will start, like, maybe complaining or talking about something that's, you know, going on that's, you know, kind of weird in our life or something. And then we'll just start talking about it, and all of a sudden we'll just kind of like, oh my gosh, this is just so ridiculous, you know, this thing, and we will just start laughing. I think I've spent some times with some of my friends laughing for like several hours. I agree with you. Laughter, laughter, when you're laughing like that, it really dumps endorphins into your blood and is really a healing thing for your body. So,
I think we forget so much, especially, you know, working with the medical field. I think that I forget so much, especially a lot, that the spiritual side of things. You know, that really, I mean, laughter can do so much for you, especially when you're so sick. And, I mean, even, like, mentally, you know, just that, I mean, just physically, emotionally, and, you know, spiritually, just laughter. I mean, whether it's you or the people around you, I mean, just to hear that, it's so healing.
Yes, yeah. I love watching. I don't watch TV too much, but I try and watch comedies when I do. Or else I go to YouTube and pull up some SNL stuff. But anyway, well, we could go ahead and get over here and take a caller and see. You ready to take a caller?
Oh, yeah, let's take a caller.
Okay. Let me pull in 805. 805, are you there? 805?
Hello?
Hello, are you there? Okay, 805 is not there.
Oh, we lost him. What is?
Okay, so let me try 631.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. I just was wondering if you could do a love reading.
A love reading?
Yeah, can...
And what's your name?
Sue.
Okay, Sue. We can do that for you.
What's your question?
She wants a love
life.
Yeah, her love life. I'm picking up that you're not really with someone right now. That's why you're asking the question. Am I on target with that? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. And actually, the first card I pulled up was a really good card. It was the Hope card with this big shining yellow light. And the second card I pulled up was the Throat Chakra card. And so looking at those two cards, I would venture to say that it would be good for you. I'm trying to think how to articulate this, but it would be good for you to get out and get out more and talk and become a little bit more social. Are you the type that tends to hang out around your house, or?
Yeah, because I've been out there and it's like getting colder, and I've done the dancing and the internet and all that. I'm getting tired of it all.
Yeah. Are you spiritually oriented at all?
A little bit, not really.
Yeah. There's a lot of, if you get on the internet and type up meetup, type meetup in there, they have like meetup groups, and they aren't, you know, they aren't so much, it's not like going to the bar or something, you know, it's someplace where you can look through the groups and see if you can find a group that has,
yeah, I have done that. It's mostly just women.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Well, then I would say, I'm pulling this Hope and the Throat Chakra up, and it's kind of telling me you need to get out someplace and talk. And I'm getting hit with this feeling that you just need to get out. Even if you go, just go, you know, in my life, there's been times when I find myself just wanting to hang out around the house, you know, and I will just get in my truck and just go walk around at Walmart or Home Depot and stuff, and you'd be surprised, you know, how you can strike conversations up with people at those different places. And I guess my angels and guides too are agreeing, you know, they're kind of going, yes, if you could just get out, but you need to get out and talk and go somewhere and probably get out of your house a little bit more. And Angie, do you have anything on that?
I feel like you need to just loosen up a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, not a bad thing. Just, and you, like, when you get out, I'm not talking about, like, going to bars or anything. Like, I'm talking about, like, getting out and going, like, to coffee house. I don't know where it's, like, where you live. But and just talking to people that you wouldn't normally talk to. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. So, I want you to stay sensible about it, but I just want to kind of have, like, I want you to kind of, like, test the waters. I don't put yourself out there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, thanks, Sue. Okay.
I know, when it comes to matters of the heart, you know, you can't push that.
Okay. Well, I'm not a real extroverted person myself, but gosh darn, I just, you know, sometimes, and especially since I've gotten into spirituality and stuff, sometimes, you know, I'll be sitting here and I am kind of a computer geek, so I can get sucked into my computer. But my guides are like, go get in your truck and go someplace, you know, and just walk around. You don't even have to buy anything.
know, you don't have to buy anything. I found that out too, that, you know, the bad thing about, you know, I love the internet. It is it's an awesome place of information and wealth, and you get to know such amazing people, but sometimes, you know, there's that pitfall where the people on the other line aren't the people that you think they are. And you kind of, you know, you worry about that. I think in the line of my day job here, I have learned that some of the greatest people that I have met and have gotten to know are people that I honestly would never say hi to. Do you know what I mean? And they have made the biggest impact on my life. People that I would just walk past and be like, oh, you know, like maybe smile or nod. But I found that if you just say hi to them, or, you know, just a simple like, you know, excuse me, or how you doing, or great day we're having, sometimes it turns out to be a blessing.
Yeah, I inevitably I go out, you know, and I'll just be in the grocery store and I don't know how it happens with me, but I just go out and I'm kind of like standing there looking at some fruits or something. I go, gosh, these look really good. I'll just turn to someone and go, this looks like good. These bananas look really good or something. And so all of a sudden a conversation, you know, but that would be my advice to someone that was having problems meeting people. And that's a little bit out of the box, but I've tried to switch around. It really is, and our society is such a verbal society. We use and words carry so much weight. I've tried to quit using words like fear and things like that, and use more like uncomfortable. And that seems to not carry as much emotion with it. I go, oh, that's a little uncomfortable, but it makes it a little easier to do. But, okay, well, we can go ahead and you want to take another call?
Yeah, let's take another call.
Okay. Okay, let's go to 864.
Hello?
864. Hi.
Hello?
Yeah,
hi.
Are you there?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, are you there? This is Psychics Gone Wild.
Oh, hey, hello?
Yeah, do you have... Yeah, hello.
Do you have a question?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're not real loud, but yes, I can hear you.
Oh,
can
okay.
You hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. You kind of break now and then, but go on.
Okay. Hello? Do you have okay?
Yeah, I have a question. Well, if I can have like a reading.
Okay.
Hello?
You know what? I'm sorry, but you're breaking up on us really bad.
Oh, let me get somewhere where I can get better reception. And then hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to see if I can get a reading.
Okay, do you have a question with that, or?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if my ex and I are going to get back together.
Okay.
okay, this is, okay, I like to be straight with my readings. So, the first card I pulled up was emotional withdrawal. And, not only that, I pulled up the second card was the shadow card.
Mm.
And then, the third card was waiting game. So, that's kind of, the emotional withdrawal, I'm getting a hit on your wife that there might be some emotional withdrawal from her. And there's just too many. The shadow card is there's just too many memories there that are kind of interrupting with that. And now this last card has a little bit of a question mark to it, the waiting game. And because that this could go two ways, you know, and it could be yes, she's going, or there could be an emotional withdrawal for a while, and you kind of start, you know, you start to see into maybe what was going on wrong with that, the shadow, the stuff in it that was messed up. But there may be a waiting game where you have to wait for a while, and she might come back around. Go ahead.
The reason why I asked is because me and her ended up in really good terms. I mean, it's just she wanted to drift away, I guess. I don't know if it was the family or something. I just know that, I guess, when you first meet someone, you're constantly like, you click, me and this person click really, really good. You know, it's just, it was amazing. And then at the end of the, like in the beginning of spring or something, it just went all downhill from there. So I don't understand what went wrong.
Angie, do you have any input on that?
You know, I can't really tell him what's went wrong. I think that there's a lot of things, like when I'm looking at my cards, I just see that there is a lot of things going on there. And it just looks like I'm just worried about a lot of the past things. Like, even if she does try to come back around, you know, there's going to be a lot of that hanging over you.
Yeah, yeah. It's not that we did not end up in bad terms or anything like that.
No. I think that it's more of a personal issue.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was thinking. For me, for my peace of mind and everything, I just wanted to know, you know, if my ex was going to come back. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I'll make comment on that. Actually, when I pulled these cards, I got kind of a negative hit on it, really. And I was kind of not, you know, I hate to give out bad information, or, you know.
I do too.
But I got kind of a negative hit on it, and it was kind of like you met her, and that moment was meant to be. You learn from it, and the waiting game is going to be waiting for the next one to come along. Mm-hmm. And
so pretty much gonna wait for someone else to come along.
Yeah. And I think that was kind of a self-development kind of relationship you had, and you probably learned.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'll take the answer you gave me. I don't necessarily like it, but I guess I'm just gonna have to...
I think that everything happens for a reason. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I always say that. I've always been that type of person. You know, yeah. Things happen for a reason. But I just hate the fact that I actually got attached to this person, you know, and got to know her in a very, not just in a very emotional, but in a, I guess physical and emotional. I've never been so connected with a person like I was with her. And it's just, I don't really feel like I'm never going to find another person like that. That's the only reason why I wanted to know.
This is a learning experience, though. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want you to hold yourself back, though.
Oh, no. I mean, I always strive to go forward. It's just that I've dated before, and I had breakups before. But this one was probably different. I think most of my friends say that I actually fell in love with this person. Then, I don't know. It's just... It was completely different compared to my other relationships. And I've only dated two other previous ones, and that's only been, probably had to have been my third, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Okay, well, you want to say something?
Thank you for the
answer. I think, you know what, to give you something positive, I think you're going to meet somebody even better. I think I'm really feeling that. So
it's hard, Chris, and
life's kind of funny, but a lot of times you go, oh wow, this is even better, you know, and when you didn't think you could. So, but we're gonna have to move on. But I that's what I'm feeling. That's what I want to leave you with.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, and you know, do some more advertising. If you want some, if you want a reading, you can go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, and there's some. They have some people there that you can click on and get readings from. And always check with our web page, our Facebook page, the Real Psychics Gone Wild room, and you'll be able to follow us and what's going on with Blog Talk and really what's going on with the group. And I think I'll do a commercial here. Okay, do some Linda Irwin songs. So hang on. Here we go.
Is what you are experiencing normal or paranormal? What does it mean? Get the facts. Get your answers at www.psychicsstore.com, which covers a wide variety of information, even videos and photographs available at the click of a mouse. You will come across some of the most excellent deals on psychic and paranormal books and items for sale there. If you are making plans to do some serious paranormal activities, then they provide you a one-stop shop for all your requirements. They offer you a broad collection of books related to paranormal research and psychic phenomena. Their haunted house decors and other mystical and paranormal related items allow you to relish and derive the maximum out of your ghost hunt. Not only do they extend you the best deals on paranormal and psychic items, they will also offer you informative articles, resources, and links. So, is your experience paranormal? Let www.psychicsstore.com, that's PSYCHICSSTORE.com, help you discover for yourself.
Okay, we're back. And I want to do some advertising here. You can go to Blue Moon Treasures and look at some of the stuff that Psychics Gone Wild has for sale. And also, real big deal is Jethro Smith, the one who's in kind of put together this whole thing, Psychics Gone Wild, published his book yesterday. And and it's on Amazon. Oh man, okay. It's Uncle Jethro's. He's gonna kill me for this. I'm not remember the last part of his title of his book, dadgummit. It's a really good book though. Jan, somebody jump in and help you. Do you know the name of the book?
You know what, Chris? I'm drowning with you.
I went to advertise this book. It just came out yesterday.
We're
and I'm like,
in hot water now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm gonna find the name of that book before this program's over and put it out there. Jethro, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. You can't say our program isn't authentic. So, Uncle Jethro's. Nah, it isn't Uncle Jethro's Sixth Sense. It's there's six words in the title. I think it's Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, I think.
Right.
And but it's a really good book, and he's got some really good stuff done. Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. Yes. Okay. Thank you, people in the chat room. And maybe I won't get penalized now. Okay. And yes, I'm going to be thankful for that. That's one of the things I'm going to be thankful for, the chat room today, that people are in there and they can help me remember things. Anyway, thank you, Jan. And so let's go ahead. This is definitely a different show for us, Angie. So
yeah, it is.
Let me go ahead. I'll go ahead and pick up another person. We'll do another reading. And let's see. 352.
Hello?
352, are you there? Yeah, are you there?
I am here. I'm here.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, and what's your name?
My name is Andrea. I'm from Florida.
Okay. I started to say you're enjoying the nice weather compared to the rest of the nation with us, but go ahead.
It was frost on, like, ice on the grass this morning. And I'm kind of like a homebody when it comes to the cold. Well, I'm a homebody anyway, but, okay, you know.
Yeah.
You guys, let me tell you, I am so jealous right now.
Oh, that's right. You're up in Wisconsin, aren't you? Yeah.
You guys are going to have to come thaw me out soon.
But it'll be, like, really cold. Like in the mornings, like where you have to run your heat, and then it'll warm up. It's like Mother Nature don't know how to make up her mind. Cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot.
I was so happy it was 21 today.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, see we're, us in Florida, you know, it went down to, you know, a chilly 42 last night or something, you know, and that's cold to me because I've lived here most of my life. And so when someone says 21 to me, I'm like, whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you would like some snow, I can help your white Christmas out. Just saying.
Mm-mm. I'm good.
Okay, Andrew, do you have a question?
Yes. Okay. So I am kind of like liking this psychic ability thing. And so, okay, what happened was I had a friend who called me out of the blue. I haven't talked to her in like maybe a couple of months. And she called me, and I, like, you know how you ignore, you swipe it, you ignore the call because, like, everything's happening at once. But then she called again after. And then I talked to her, and I was like, well, I'll call you back. And to make a long story short, I basically was like, something told me I should call her back. So I did. And I kind of figured it was more than, like, to talk about an organ because you don't just, you know, talk. So my question to you guys is, what did she want to talk to me about? Because she... I keep trying to run into her, but it's not working. And she says she has to talk to me about something important, which I kind of figure that because you don't just call somebody and pick up the phone and say, oh, well, we have an organ, you know, just so I wanted to know what you guys got in that, on that.
I'm picking up that she's wanting to talk to you about her relationship with her boyfriend. Is she? Does she have one?
Yes. Actually,
yes.
Her husband. She just married him not too long ago.
Okay, then she said, this first card I pulled was like, I pulled the temptation card, and then it's not, it's kind of like her husband's, she's having some issues with her husband. And and the second card I pulled up was Rejoice and Celebration, and I think she's having some issues, and she wants to... She just wants someone that she can feel some happiness, you know, feel some, because I think her husband's causing her a little bit of grief in her life, and she's wanting to just have someone to talk to about it and kind of try help pull her into more of a, more love, more happiness. And the last card I pulled up actually was Love Begins. So that would indicate to me, I mean, the story I'm seeing is that, yeah, she wants to talk to you about these issues with your husband, her husband, and she's feeling like you can help her move through them and find some love in her life. And that's the story I'm seeing with my cards.
Mm-hmm.
Does that resonate at all with you, or...?
Yes and no. I kind of got the same thing because when she was like, I needed to talk to you, but I didn't want you to come over here because I don't want people to know, and I got to ask you something, I kind of thought it was that and something else. So, I was I know it's that, but I feel like it's more to the story.
I think it's about some personal life issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was a heavy card that I pulled up first, and it's like something's happened. You know, there's just not issues. It's like something's happened, and she wants to talk to you about it. Angie, do you want to add to that?
I think that this is definitely about some life things. I think she suspects some things. She needs a little bit of she needs some girl time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think she needs some advice and somebody to talk to about things.
Okay.
I'm trying to look at what I see. I mean, you know what I mean? I can't peg it down specifically, but I think there's just some suspicion going on.
Mm-hmm. I just kind of feel it. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Andrea, I'm wanting to hear. My guides are telling me that your intuition is telling you is being accurate. And that and that you're picking up on what's going on.
Okay.
And we're kind of telling you, and you're going, yeah, I kind of thought it was that. And my guys are going, she knows.
I know.
She's going.
I tell you what. What I have learned, I'm just saying, I'm not good at this yet. But what I have learned is to go with my gut feeling first. And the thing is, when she called me and she hung, and then I was like, swipe. And I was like, I got too much going on. I got to get dressed. And I shower, kids at home. They're digging in the refrigerator. I ain't got time for this. Then I kind of, she called again. And I'm like, okay, got to go. And then I was like, oh, let me call her back. And the thing is, I was like, I should call her back. Something ain't right. And, you know, she was like, first of all, how are you? And then she was like, oh, yeah, your uncle, does he want this organ? Yeah, I kind of figured it was something more because why would she call and then I hang up and then she called back to back for an organ? No, I just kind of felt that. And what I have learned is to just go with what, now I'm not good at it though. I'm trying to not like kind of second guess myself, but I'm hoping to get better at that, and I'm hoping to develop it like fully. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think when she comes over, you'll find out, and then you'll see that, you know, yes, you were picking up on that. And that's a synchronicity. You know, you're seeing and feeling, you're feeling that, yes, okay, I picked up on that. Huh. That's sweet. And, okay.
I usually have the dreams, and I have dreams and like songs through radios. But one thing I have experienced that was the weirdest thing, I don't know if you guys experienced it before, but like I kept saying somebody was pregnant. I know it's weird. I'm like, somebody's pregnant. And I'm like having the morning sickness and everything. And comes to find out, my best friend was pregnant. And it was just the weirdest thing because I craved all this stuff. I felt like throwing up. I was like sick to my stomach, sleepy all the time. It was just the weirdest thing.
Yeah, see, there you go. You're picking mm-hmm. up on her. You're picking up on her energy, and that's her intuition. So I would say that yes, you're right on. And we actually need to go. We're only supposed to spend, you know, 5-7 minutes with people, but yeah, did we help you? I think I feel like we're resonating with you about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're gonna let you go and keep up paying attention to that. I'm especially pleased to hear you say that, you know, that to hear you sit talking about that you're paying attention to that and noticing it, because your gifts will come forward and they'll develop more the more you pay attention to them. So, okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Andrea. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to do now a commercial for wild111.com, www.wild111.com by Linda Irwin. And you can go there and get candles, learn how to build candles.
What if you could personally design your soap to be as unique as you are? Not only can you design the color, texture, shape, and aroma of your own soap, but you can earn extra income designing and selling unique soaps to others. www.wild111.com, that is all number ones, will provide the supplies, molds, ingredients, and recipes, and even tips and videos to help you get started in your own original soaps. Pure ingredients mean pure clean and can also be a relaxing, recuperating experience with the variety of healing ingredients and scents. Erase your stress and create your own expression today by visiting www.wild, that's W-I-L-D, 111.
Okay, sweet. And I'm getting messages from the chat room that Angie is an empath. Did I leave that out of your introduction?
No, I think you said that.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you did.
Okay, I thought I did too. So, they're just reinforcing it. Okay. Well, sweet. And I'm trying to think if I can think of something else I'm thankful for. And I guess I'm thankful that I have actually had a lot of near-death experiences. I haven't been killed yet. I totaled 5 cars in between about 18 and 21, and 3 of them I flipped upside down on their top. One of them was in water, and I was having to hold my breath. But anyway, I've had a bunch of stuff like that, gosh darn. And I've told my story to people, and they go, boy, you must have a bunch of angels around you protecting you. But I think I have. And the only thing I got out of all... Yeah, the only thing I got out of all that was just a little 1 or 2 stitch cut on my chin. So I feel like God has been with me my whole life, even though I've had some kind of weird experiences and things happen, but he's been there with me. And okay. So I'm going to go ahead, and you want to pick somebody else up, or you got something you want to share, Angie? Or
You know, Chris, I was just sitting there and I was thinking, since you know it's love night tonight, I just wanted to say that I am definitely thankful for, you know, my exes. It sounds kind of funny, but I am thankful for those experiences.
Yeah, I take a deep breath. But my ex was not a pleasant experience, but boy, it was so unpleasant. It really drove me to go, what the heck is going on? And that's what started me into this journey I've gone through to spirituality. So she played a major role in my life. So I can be thankful for that. But did you want to say something else, or?
You know, Chris, I think that's why we probably get along so well, because I have to say that's why that's why I'm on the path that I am now, because of my experience with my ex. It wasn't the best of all experiences, but it was one that I was definitely thankful for when all was said and done.
Yeah.
Yes, and thankful for the strength and the, you know what I mean?
Definitely. You have through some real trials and troubles to build your strength. So you can't have black without white, in a sense.
Exactly. So. And I definitely wouldn't have known what it was like to definitely love.
Yeah.
And to know what love was without that experience.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we can take another caller here. And,
yeah, take a caller.
Okay. Okay, 716. 716, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi. Yeah, hello.
Hi, how
and
are
your
you?
Name?
My name is Audrey.
Good. Okay.
I'm calling from...
Do you have a question?
Yes, I was wondering if you could tell me or give me some insight. This man that I'm in love with, his name is Sean. If we're going to move forward together, like... in a more committed relationship, or get closer than we are. Well, we're really close, but.
Okay. Well, this is actually a good reading for that. Do you want to go first, Angie?
Yeah, I definitely think that this is, I see this going forward. I think that as with any relationship, you're going to have your trials and tribulations, you know what I mean, where you go through those rocky times, but I think that it's going to make you guys a little bit stronger.
Okay, great. Thank you, Angie.
Yeah, I can tell you the cards I pulled. I pulled Choose Wisely, Rest and Rejuvenate, and the Light card. And the Light card is a really good card for the future of that. And the Choose Wisely actually has two doves, kind of, or I don't know if they're doves or seagulls, but they're flying off together. So I would say that's a positive reading for that. For that mm-hmm. Relationship, and
okay.
I'm getting some rushes in my body on at different parts that they're telling me yes it is. So I would say yes, that's good.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Audrey, not a problem. Okay.
Blessings and
bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, we have 8 minutes left. Let's see, what do I want to do? I wanted to kind of give away some prizes, but I'm not, I haven't gotten a list of those yet. So let's take another caller here.
Okay.
And we'll go to 805.
Hi, good evening. My name is Donna.
Hi. Hey, Donna.
Hi. I wanted to know if finances were going to get better for me because money is pretty low right now. You know, like an unexpected windfall or a job or something like that.
Well, I pulled the disconnect and boredom, which is probably where you're at right now. And but then after that, I pulled the fertility card, which is a real good card. And I think you're in the process. A job is being kind of born. Are you, let me ask you something, are you into spirituality at all? Or?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I'm very intuitive, and I also can hear and see the spirits, and I meditate every day, and I walk on the beach every day.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about doing anything in the spiritual realm?
No, because when I see them and hear them, it's like I can't plan it. It just kind of happens. And so I never thought, you know, to do anything in that field.
Yeah, okay. Because I, in this fertility card, it has a big big green circle with a white light in the middle of it, which means that you have a, I'd venture to say you have a strong heart chakra.
Yeah.
Yes, and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're very, very empathic, very sensitive to things. And now, the last card I pulled was Stand Your Ground, and that I'd almost tend to want to look at that and go, "You have a job right now." It seemed like when I was listening to you. So, am I correct?
No, I kind of depend on winning things. I enter raffles, and I've won a lot of things. Car, and I won a trip to Taiwan, and a trip to Tahoe, and a trip to Hawaii, and a big TV, and I won a BMW. So I just I'm kind
gosh
of lucky.
Darn, you're a manifester.
Yeah.
that's why I was pulling that green out off that card. You're a manifester.
Yes.
I would say you can manifest what you want. And if you want a job, I personally am not real crazy about jobs, but if you want a job, I like to work for myself. You can't tell.
That's not right.
But if you want a job, I would say go to YouTube and type in manifestation and look at some YouTubes. But there's a lot of different ways you can manifest, and I think you could manifest a job. And this stand your ground is like, you know, just really, you know, if you just stand your ground there with that can happen. And Angie, mm-hmm. do you have anything or?
You know what, Chris? I wholeheartedly agree with you. I think that if she just stands her ground, you know, it's kind of funny that you said that because I pulled the magician card with her. And so I truly believe that she can manifest whatever she, you know, would like here. So if she doesn't want a job.
Not really. I want to go traveling and have fun.
I agree. That would be nice. Yeah.
I just, you know, my guides are telling me they're going, you need to explore your gifts, you know,
okay.
and just explore those things and pay attention to them, pay attention to the synchronistic events that happen in your life. And, because if you're winning all that and you call it luck, I would say it's magic, you know, and that's mm-hmm. what, you know, being psychic, and it's learning how to interpret the magic in our lives, you know. What is magic? Magic is, you know, things happening that are just, they're magical. They just happen because we kind of think them into existence. And I'm just really feeling a strong pull towards that manifestation, and that, and there's magic there. So, is that resonating with you?
Yeah. It's because when I know I'm going to win something, I kind of feel it in the heart chakra too. It becomes real light, and yeah. So, yeah, I'll do that. I think I'm going to put my energies into manifesting because I don't really want to work, and I'd rather go travel and have fun, you know.
That fits this middle card perfect. Just this, it's this girl, and she has these yellow circles around her, but right in the middle is her heart chakra is really big, and it has this white light in the middle of it. So that's when I saw it, I went, well, this is the card. This is her.
Yeah.
And So yeah, I'd say just stand your ground and go there. And we are going to have to let you go.
Thank you so much. And have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Have a good night.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, we got 90 seconds. So I'm going to go over the for Blue Moon Treasures, go to www.jethrosmith.net and go to www.psychicsgonewild to schedule schedule readings with Jethro, and there's some other readers there too, if you want to get in touch with me, I have a site, www.intuitivechriswhite.com. My email is my email is intuitivechris.com@gmail.com. And Angie, you want to give them how to get in touch with you?
Yeah, mine is angiesreadings@gmail.com.
Okay, sweet. And we got 25 seconds here to go. We just are, you know, I'm really thankful for my life, for being able to do this radio show, and for being able to do what I love. And I'll just leave it at that. And we're getting ready to go off here in about 6 seconds. And we love you all. Thank you for calling in. And this has been great.